Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. You were listening to Counted Victory by the Williams Brothers. Amen. I got disconnected for a moment. Hallelujah. You got to be careful with all of this technology, telephones and laptops and iPads and computers. Woof! It's much. But that's the day that we're living in. But nevertheless, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Once again, I'm just so honored. I'm privileged to have this opportunity to come back on Blog Talk Radio and fellowship with so many of you. Truly, I have missed this time of reflection. I have missed the wonderful fellowship. I've missed the relationships that God allowed us to build down through the years. And I said down through the years because guess what? It's been about 5 years that we were on the line and have been off almost 2 years. But I'm grateful and I'm thankful. We all can attest to the tests and the trials and the tribulations and all of the things that may have occurred during our downtime. But if you're still here in the land of the living, and if you yet have a mind to praise God, then count yourself worthy. Count yourself as being victorious on today. Amen. That song that the Williams brothers sing, I love it because they count everything as a victory. They don't even let defeat, they don't even let depression, they don't even let the trials of this life disturb them. And this is the place that we have to be in, people of God. For us to receive anything from the Lord, for us to just be able to focus from one moment to the next. Amen. We all have to lean on Jesus. Amen. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. And I don't care. The Bible says, if any man come to you preaching any other thing, let him be accursed. So, that's all I know. From a young girl, amen, I was talking with my niece on Sunday, and we were just reminiscing, and of course, I'm almost old enough to where I am, because her and my daughter were only 2 months apart, and we just was conversing, and she can remember things as a little girl, and of course, I can remember things as a little girl also, but there's about a 20, 21-year difference in our ages. Amen. And she is the daughter of my oldest sister, Dawn. And we just was talking. And, you know, I don't know if you all were growing up, and I'm just going to do this, and we're going to get on out the way and hear what does say the Lord. And I don't know if any of you all were growing up in homes where, amen, early in the morning, your parents or your grandparents would get up. Well, I was brought up in that environment. And in that atmosphere. And if I was ever at my grandmother's house, then, of course, I was always privileged to be in the presence of my great-grandmother because my grandmother and my great-grandmother, they lived in a duplex, a double house. That's what they call it in the South, duplex, you know, right next door to one another, shotgun homes. Amen. And My great grandmother would come over to my grandmother's house, and they would be in the kitchen with my grandfather and, you know, whoever else was there in the home in that age bracket. Then you would get up and then you could smell the coffee blowing all through the house. Amen. I see that coffee was strong enough to kill a mule. Amen. But they would be in there conversing. And it wasn't in their arguing, there wasn't in their disputing. They would begin to just reflect upon the previous day's activities and all that had occurred that previous day. And they would talk about the children and the grandchildren and whatever happened in the neighborhood at that time. And very rarely did I hear of any murders. Rarely did I hear of any shootings, you know, that something had broken out in a public place. And even in the neighborhood, you know, we would have fights when I was growing up as a little girl. And, hey, if you got your butt beat, oh, well, that was it. There wasn't no going home or going to somebody and coming any of that. And, you know, they just had a special love, and they had a special reverence in their heart for doing the right thing. Amen. So this statement, and when God gave me this radio broadcast to host, I asked him for a subject matter, a theme that would surround this particular segment, and he gave me a time of reflection. Amen. God gave me that. You know, you can ask of God, and he gives liberally. Amen. He upbraided not. And as I began to just even reflect upon the time that we spent on this line, bringing the many fivefold ministries on this line, and we didn't bring no novices on. Amen. We may have brought some young people on that was just beginning to serve the Lord and just beginning to get out in the vineyard, but we brought you all seasoned successors, seasoned counselors and warriors and prophets and apostles and bishops and evangelists and pastors and teachers. That's what we had on this line. And I'm not boasting and I'm not bragging, because that's just the gift that God has given me to be able to unite people. And if I can't bring no unification, I dare not bring any division. I dare not bring any confusion. I dare not bring any discord among the brethren. Amen. Jesus, Paul said that, you know, hey, 6 feet of the Lord, hey, hallelujah, not Paul, Solomon. He wrote the book of Proverbs. 6 feet that the Lord hates, and 7 is an abomination. So we need to be able to come together and be on one accord. Amen. So I ask the Lord today, as we're coming, as we're beginning to reunify on this line, I say, Lord, what can we give to the people today? What can we speak on today that would encourage somebody, that would empower somebody, that would enlighten someone? Amen. We don't want to discourage anyone. We don't want to give you words that would depress you, words that would make you angry, words that would make you bitter. But we are here to encourage you. We are here to inspire. We're here to empower and enlighten you. And if we can't do that, then let's shut it on down. Shut it on down. As I got to this computer today, after dropping off these kids and then going on my little walk and everything, I just got in here and I began, but I started early this morning. I don't know about you all, but I'm an early riser. You know, I can't sleep all day. I can't stay in no bed. That's a disservice. Not only a disservice to myself, but it's a disservice to mankind. For you to just wow in bed all day long. God didn't create us the wower. He created us to serve. Created us to get up, amen, with a mind for him to order our steps. And that's when we're going to begin to try and talk about on this afternoon. Amen. And as I'll invite your attention briefly, what I'm going to do, I'm just going to open up the line with the word of prayer. And I promise you, we won't hold you on today, because I got things to do myself, amen, and I got an appointment for Bentley this evening at 3 o'clock, so I promise you we won't hold you long. I'm trying to see who's on the line where I can go to them and have them to open up with the word of prayer. Give me a moment. Just a minute. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, I bless you today, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Trying to see if that's Sister Ruby on the line. I don't think it's got Sister Ruby on the line. But I'm going to open up this line and see who do we have. We have a caller. Area code 209 and that's all. Your number is 3660. Can you greet us, caller?
Praise the Lord. How are you?
Ah, okay.
I know you know.
Praise the Lord. This is one of our daughters in the Lord. Amen. Evangelist Q, love you, love you, love you. And I'm definitely going to ask her to open up with the word of prayer, and we're going to get right on into the word. God bless you, Evangelist T.
God bless you, too. Oh, my God. God is so good. It's so good to be back on the line. But we're going to go into prayer. We're going to go to the throne of grace right now. Heavenly Father, we come to you humbly just to give you the glory, the honor, the praise. For you alone, God, are worthy, Lord God. Father God, as we start this broadcast, we started with you, Lord God. Let the words of the mouth of the person that's speaking on today be edifying to the body of Christ, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we thank you for an opportunity to serve, Lord God. We thank you for an opportunity to be lifted up. We thank you for an opportunity to even be in your presence, oh God. Father God, as we continue to do this broadcast on today, let somebody's soul be set free, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let the healing place place, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let the restoration come in the name of Jesus, oh God, Father. And we thank you in advance for what you're going to do on today. Father, we honor you and we give you the glory. We give you the praise. For you alone, God, are worthy. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 I tell you, Evangelist T has been in my life for probably the last 10 years or so. Amen. And I thank God for her, because one thing about her, she's a soul winner. Glory to God. She's not afraid to confess Jesus wherever she goes. Amen. She will tell men about the goodness of Jesus. So we just love her. We appreciate her on this evening. Amen. We're going to get right on into the word. Amen. I want you all to be prayerful. We have speakers lined up for tomorrow, Wednesday, and also Thursday. Amen. So tune in and be blessed. But we're going to get right on into the word. As I begin to study a little bit, I begin to look at the scriptures. And 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. And it reads as thus, wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And verse 18 says, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith who? The Lord Almighty. Amen. We're going to cross over to Galatians. And Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. And I'm only going to read that verse 1. Amen. And we're going to drop down to verse 16. Amen. And it says, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled. Remember that word. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. I'm going to read that was out of the King James Version. Amen. But I'm going to go, and I want to read three more translations for you all on that same, because that's our key verse on today. Three more translations on that particular passage. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty, wherewith, in the freedom, that's saying, wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. And then in the NIV version, it reads, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. stand firm then, and do not let yourselves, what does it say? Do not allow yourselves to be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. So befitting. The New Living Translation says, so Christ has truly set us free. Now listen, free. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. The next translation in the Amplified, it reads as thus. It was for this freedom, glory to God, that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm. Firm. One of the words. Firm. And do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery. Amen. And as I look at these particular passages in the different translations, three of them said a yoke of slavery. One said slavery to the law. One says slavery into bondage. Amen. So he that the Son set free is free indeed. What are you saying to us today, Sister Benoit? When the Lord told us to come out from among them and be ye separate, in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, he meant just that. What are you saying? This month, the nation has set aside a time to honor Black History. Black History Month. Carter G. Woodson was the founder of Black History Week. Once upon a time, we only had 1 week to celebrate Black History. But as it began to grow, and I imagine society accepted it, then they granted the whole month to be attributed to Black History Month. Today, on The View, they had an eight-year-old little girl studying to be a neuroscientist. And then they had another seven-year-old little African-American boy that has compiled a dictionary at 7 years old. People of God, God has given gifts unto men. Amen. He didn't give us a gift for us to just waddle in it and just keep it all for ourselves. He gave us a gift because he wants us to discuss it to others. Amen. He don't want us to hold on to this gift. Amen. But whatever gift that God has given you, you have to be willing to share. Amen. And you have to be willing to come out. You have to be willing to come out. You can't engage in an activity that you were engaged in before your freedom. You can say, well, I've been free all my life. I ain't never been in prison. Well, you may have not been in a physical prison, but you were in prison. Because anything that would hold your mind captive, you become a prisoner to it. We once were held captive to cigarettes. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you. I was once held captive to smoking cigarettes. Why? Not because it was something I desired to do, but it was because of the communication. It was because of the association. It was because of the people that I surrounded myself with. Amen. Whoever you yield your members to, those are the people that you're going to become a servant to. Amen. So I learned with a little crew when I was young. Yeah, you know, we in high school, we don't smoke. You know, teenagers do that. We experiment. And whatever our friends experiment with, they're our friends. And we don't want them to look at us terrified. So guess what? We become a participant. And that's why it's so important for us to separate ourselves. That's not saying that I'm better than my neighbor. I'm better than my girlfriend. I'm better than my cousin or my brother or my sister. No. But after you have been enlightened, after you have been enlightened, you have to come out. You can't afford to get yourself smart up again. And let's deal with this word entangled. Entangled. As I begin to look, oh, God, I bless you today. Glory to God, I didn't know how the Lord, see, when the Lord gives you something, you don't know how he's going to deliver it. Amen. Sometimes we have prepared speeches, and I don't know about you, but sometimes I have studied days upon days when I've had to speak in public, and I have all these notes together, and I've done all my research, and oh, Lord, and the Lord, and I didn't, you know, the Lord wake you up and give you things, and you're just trying to put all that stuff together. But when the time comes for you to really go before the people, God will change you. I know God. Oh, Lord, I thank you today. I remember I went to minister, and I'm going to get back on track for Pastor Gloria Smith in Warren. Hallelujah. And I had a message already prepared of what I thought that the Lord wanted me to say. I thought that. But when I walked in the church, the Lord changed the message. And I didn't have no notes. Hallelujah. I had to just, glory to God. I just had to minister under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost because I had no notes. Glory to God. I had no notes. So I had to go for what I knew from my gut, but that's what the Bible declares anyway. He said he will give you what to speak in that hour. In that hour. But you have to be confident. You have to trust the Holy Ghost. You have to trust that God knows everybody that's coming on this line. You have to trust that he knows what we have need of. Hallelujah. The scripture said we don't even know what to pray for as we ought. But the Holy Ghost make it intercession for us. And that word entangle, the word tangle comes out of that word. And you know when you are tangled up, tangle means to be involved in something. It could be a difficulty. It can be something confusing. It can be something perplexed. Amen. Somebody can ensnare you. Somebody can entrap you. Hallelujah. Involved in something that hampers, obstructs, hallelujah, or diminish your vision. Glory to God. That's what the devil do. You know, he has a long line. The Bible says he goes to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. And that's what he's doing to the sector. Glory to God. He's allowing us to get too caught up into all this technology. And you know, we got to have the latest iPhone. We got to have the iPad, the iPhone, the laptop. Hallelujah. Desktop. We want it all. We're not satisfied for just one gadget. We have to have four and five. And I'm talking about myself, too. Amen. Because technology keeps advancing. It keeps on changing. Hallelujah. But you know what? Word of God never changes. Hallelujah. His word is forever settled in heaven. Amen. From Genesis to Revelation. Hallelujah. You can't change one thing. No, you can't. He said, only have two, and neither should you take away. Glory to God. Be not entangled. Be not entangled. What are you saying, Sister Benora? If you learned is that you can't go back to the bigger elements. You can't go back to what you used to do. Glory to God. Cigarettes. Hallelujah. I couldn't go back and smoke a cigarette at 64 years old. I started testing all the things when I was 15 and 16 years old. Glory to God. But when the Lord gave me an opportunity to come out, he brought me out of New Orleans. Glory to God. And he allowed me to go to Los Angeles, California. Amen. Not to get into the Hollywood scene. Amen. Not to rub arms and elbows with the celebrities. But he brought me out to save me. Glory to God. And he said, don't get entangled again. Hallelujah. What the, you had a yoke upon you. What is a yoke? A yoke is a burden. Amen. It's something that's heavy. And that's what the devil is doing. He put these heavy yokes upon us. Amen. Well, we're striving. We're striving to look like the world. We're striving to be like the world. We want to imitate the world. Amen. We don't want to imitate no Christian. Glory to God. We don't want to imitate nobody that's sold out for Christ. Oh, no. We want to imitate the rappers. Hallelujah. Those are the people that we have in our children's lives. Those are the people, glory to God, that we are, hallelujah, we are allowing our children to imitate. We are allowing our children to dance to their music. We are allowing our children to cuss. Glory to God. But he said to come out from among them and be ye separate. You have to train up your children in the way they should go. You have to expose them to something better. You have to expose them to something fruitful. You have to expose them to something that's righteous. Hallelujah. I'm not saying righteous where you think you can look down upon your fellow man. No, no. The Bible says righteousness is a nation. It's sin is a reproach to any people. Hallelujah. So if you surround yourself around people that's doing the right thing, amen. Hallelujah. Spike Lee had a movie called Do the Right Thing. Hallelujah. Do the Right Thing. But before he even came on the scene, before he was even born, hallelujah, our Lord and Savior had already given us a book, hallelujah, inspired by Holy Spirit, from Genesis to Revelation. It's trying to warn us. It's trying to teach us not to get entangled again. Don't become ensnared again. Glory to God, when you have been freed, you got to stay free, because the devil want to imprison us. He want to imprison our minds. He want to imprison our physical man. He want to imprison our emotional man. He want to imprison, hallelujah, everything, God, hallelujah, that's good, that God has already destined for our lives. God has a destiny for us people, and it's the destiny of freedom. It's the destiny, hallelujah, to be not yoke, hallelujah, to all of these things that would pull us away from God. Amen. There was a time I would wake up every morning, hallelujah, 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning, amen, and I would have my palate stretched out. Oh, but God, hallelujah, when you allow yourself to, when you allow yourself and your mind to stray and to get all these things they call the red, the one-eyed devil, these televisions and all of these gadgets, and they take us away from the Lord. They take us away from our things that we were accustomed to. Amen. And there's no more discipline. Hallelujah. Rules of discipline. Amen. I was disciplined to get up and pray, to go in my secret closet. But you know what I'm doing in this season? I'm going on back to the old man. God, you know, Messiah. Hallelujah. While these kids are asleep, amen, I can go in my closet. Yes, there's clothes and shoes everywhere. Hallelujah. But God had already created a path for me where I can lay prostrate and I can call on him and I can have a little talk with him. Amen. And he's able to order my steps. Oh, glory, why? Why? I'm not getting entangled again. minute. Amen. Because I'm able to move around. How comfortably. And that's what God made us to do. He wants us to be able to praise him comfortably. He wants that glory to God. He don't want us to get to attach to anything. As many of you all know, you all watch the Super Bowl. Some of them, hallelujah, New Orleans, they declared they weren't watching the Super Bowl. And they're gonna boycott it. But I want you to know that all the money that them NFL owners have, amen, all the riches that they have, they didn't miss New Orleans. And then New Orleans was just a drop in the bucket. Hallelujah, that Astrodome field was cool. Hallelujah, people was in there rooting for whatever team they decided they wanted to win. Hallelujah, churches was even packed. Amen, because they showed the Super Bowl on their big screens. Glory to God. But I tell you, people of God, we got to go back to the drawing board. Amen. We got to go back to praying. We got to go back to anointing our children with oil. We got to go back. We got to go back to decreeing and declaring. We got to go back to the top of hallelujah, speaking what does say the Lord. Not what nobody told you, but what does say the Lord. Because if it's not scriptural, amen, then get deep from behind me. Hallelujah. No. Everything got to be based on scripture. Hallelujah. Be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. Don't let people bind you. Hallelujah. Because you, God has given you power to loose. God has given you power to bind up demons. Demons have no authority over you. He's given you the power to bind and to loose it. He said, whatever you bind in heaven and bind in earth, it's going to be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose in the earth, it's going to be loosed in heaven. Glory to God. That's what the Lord has given me today. Amen. He said, they're not entangled. Hallelujah. And those of you who are out there, amen, you're still desiring some things. But I want to encourage you today to desire some good gifts. Desire some spiritual gifts. Go home and convention and desire the good gifts. Amen. Don't worry about the houses in the land. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. Oh, yes, you might not get it when Sister Sue get it. Hallelujah. But guess what? You will get it at the set time, because God has a set time. There's a set time that God has for everything, and there's nothing new under the sun. Amen. You may have to wait a little bit longer, but guess what? When God bless you with yours, amen, you won't have to worry about losing any sleep. You won't have to worry about if it's the DEA at your door. You won't have to worry about if the local police department is knocking at your door. You'll know when somebody knocks at your door, you'll know already who it is. So I'm telling people, time to come out. It's time to put all this foolishness aside, especially those of us that have matured in Christ. It's time for us to stop murmuring and complaining. It's time for us to go back to the law man walk. Go back to fasting and praying. Go back to shutting in the church. God, I have the keys to the church, and I would go shut in by myself. Amen. I wasn't afraid at 2 or 3 in the morning to open up the church doors. Because guess what? I knew my angels was traveling with me. Glory to God. So I'm just going to stop by today to tell you all. Hallelujah. God said, be not entangled again. See, we was already entangled before we crossed over, before the Lord brought us into this marvelous life. We was already messed up. We was messed up physically, mentally, emotionally. We were a wreck. We were shipwrecked. But God is telling us today, you don't have to settle for the state that you're in. Hallelujah. You don't have to succumb to the bitter element things that God has given you to do. Some people want to know why she's back on this line. Why? Because guess what? I sought the Lord, and the Lord told me, come back on. And let almost 80,000 listeners in 5 years, and God gave me this to do, and I was just cast aside. I don't care if nobody's on here but me. And that in the Williams brothers singing a song. This is something that I desire to do. And guess what? He said he would give me the desire of my heart. Amen. I am determined in my clothing. I am determined to follow Jesus. What you saying, Sister Benoit? You haven't made no mistake? Yes, I have. You haven't been a liar? Yes, I lie, but I'm not a liar. That's the difference. I have lied, but I'm not a liar. There are folks that are pathological liars. Everything come out their mouth is a lie. Don't trust them. You can't trust them. They all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You never did anything that you are ashamed of. Yes, I have. And that's why I'm able to repent. That's why God said David was a man after his own heart. Because one thing about King David, he wasn't afraid. He wasn't embarrassed. Hallelujah. He didn't care what people thought of him. He would go back and repent. Hallelujah. Created me a clean heart. Hallelujah. David said, Lord, blot out my transgression. Amen. And what happened to do, God? Don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Hallelujah. David was a man of repentance. Amen. He would repent. Amen. And the deadliest thing and the most notorious thing that David does that's recorded in the Bible, in the history books, is when he took another man's wife and he had the woman's wife killed. You all know the story, but even in that, hallelujah, God allowed that sinner to be pregnant. Amen. But guess what? God had already sent the prophet to tell him the baby won't live. Amen. And people didn't understand. Hallelujah. David was able to praise God even in the midst of waiting on his son by Bathsheba to die. David still had a praise for God. Ah, glory to God. How many of you all out there is going to praise God while you're going through? Praise God in the midst of death. Praise God in the midst of trauma. Praise God in the midst of tragedy. David still was praising and worshiping God. Amen. He had all sackcloth and ashes in the beginning because he was asking God to let the child live. But God said, David, you got blood on your hands. I can't let the child live. Why? Because you got entangled. You got ensnared. Amen. Because of your lust. The lust of the flesh. Amen. It caused you to do this sin. Amen. But David repented. David repented. And let you know how much God loved David. Look what God did. God said, David, I'm going to raise up a son out of your loins. I killed the firstborn of Bathsheba. He said, but guess what? I'm going to allow her to have another son. And this son, glory to God, this son, amen, and the acts that he's done, the acts that he's going to do, the book, the history books won't be able to contain him, because I'm going to have him go down as one of the wisest men that ever lived. And the Bible declares that Bathsheba gave birth to David's other son, and David's other son was named Solomon. Hallelujah. And Solomon was a king that pleased God in the beginning. And Solomon said to the Lord asked Solomon, what can I do for you, Solomon? And Solomon said, hallelujah, give me wisdom. Glory to God. Give me wisdom. And that pleased God, because guess what? He wasn't asking for no riches. He wasn't asking for 700 a concubines and 300 wives, but that's what he did. That's really what happened. But in the beginning, when his heart was right, when he was humbled, amen, he asked the Lord to give me wisdom. And the Lord was pleased. And the Lord said, Solomon, because you've only asked for wisdom, you know what I'm going to give you? I'm going to give you riches. I'm going to make you so rich. Glory to God, that Queen Sheba, hallelujah, and others going to come and find, hallelujah, about how God has given you this wisdom and have given you, hallelujah, knowledge along with the wisdom. Glory to God. Solomon just wanted to please God. All he wanted to do is to know how to come out and in before God's people. He wanted to serve God's people with the spirit of excellence. He wanted to serve God's people, amen, with the spirit of humility. Glory to God. In the Bible declared that there was no man on the earth with the wisdom as Solomon. Glory to God. What is this, Mr. Benoit? That was a tribute to the man that God declared was after his own heart. God said David was a man after God's own heart. And look how God blessed him. His latter end, hallelujah, was greater than the former. So don't worry about how things look, baby. Just because it looked that way today, that don't mean it's going to be that way tomorrow. Glory to God. God is able to rain down, hallelujah, anything he desires for you. He can rain down upon you today. Amen. He can turn situations around in your life. He can give you peace that surpasses all understanding. Why? Because that's the kind of God that we serve. Why? Because we're not finding ourselves entangled. Why? Because we made a conscious decision, a conscious decision to come out from among you and be ye separate. Now, when you come out, let me tell you what's going to happen. When you come out, folks are going to be jealous. Uh-huh. They're going to be jealous. You know why? Because they see the glow upon you. They see how God has transformed you. They see, hallelujah, that you're no longer walking in darkness. Amen. I ain't no longer falling for the okey-doke. Baby, you can have the Range Rover, the Land Rover, the Maserati. You can have it all. But give me Jesus. Hallelujah. Give me Jesus. And that's what we should be saying to the people of God. Don't be entangled. Stand firm in the liberty that God has set you free. God has set you free. You're no longer in bondage. You no longer have that yoke of heaviness. Hallelujah. He said, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and I have a laden, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The yoke of heaviness, God will take that off you. But you got to have a made up mind. You got to be determined. I'm not just standing out there on my steps. I was sharing this with my sister on Sunday. And I was watching Bentley, and I'm closing. I'm going to open up the lines. We only have a few people on the lines, but I'm going to open up the lines. And then we're going to say, hallelujah, have a good day. I was standing on the steps, and I was watching as Bentley went to the trash. He went into the trash. Hallelujah. And as I sat there, Evangelist Keith, I stood there on those steps. And I began to look at my granddaughter's car. Glory to God. Just had bought that car. The car wasn't 5 or 6 months. And 6 months later, she murdered. And as I sat there, stood there on those steps, tears just began to flow. pour down my cheeks. Glory to God. And I didn't want the baby to see me crying. But as I looked at that car, the Lord began to talk to me. And he said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, first I said, Lord, this is my second time going through this. Glory to God. I took my daughter's children, four of them, and I raised them. Y'all know the story. Then I had my sister daughter who was in prison for 23 years. I said, now, at this stage in the game, I'm 64 years old now. And now I have two little more kids, two small kids that's depending on me. I just was crying. And the Lord said, hallelujah. He said these words, I got you. I'm the same God. I'm the same God. Next month will be 20 years my daughter's been dead. He said, I'm that same God that brought you out the streets of New Orleans. I'm that same God that have kept you those 20 years. I'm that same God, hallelujah, that took care of you and those five children. I'm that same God that put food on your table. I'm the same God, hallelujah, when your daughter was murdered 5 or 6 months after she bought a brand new Lexus off the showroom floor. I'm that same God. I'm the same God. He said, I haven't changed. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hallelujah. It has been the came back up the steps. I wouldn't let him see me cry. Hallelujah. But I went in the bathroom, and I began to weep. I began to weep. And I said, Lord, I don't want to murmur, and I don't want to complain. Because guess what? You have been a sustainer. Glory to God. Glory to God. You have paid every bill. Hallelujah. We're not sitting in the dark. Oh, glory to God. You put clothes on our back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have supplied all our needs. And guess what, Lord? Every now and then, I have a wealth that I desire. And you even bring that to pass. I went in the bathroom and I began to weep. Hallelujah, ain't easy. Hallelujah. That's why they tell people, have your children while you're young. It ain't easy when you get up in age that you got to start caring and taking care of a little bit of kids. But I'm here to tell you today that God will give you strength. God will give you strength. Hallelujah. Jesse Jackson Jr., how he was on The View today. Amen, him and his mother. And you know what he had to go through? I think he did about 2 years, something like that. But in the midst of that, he found out that he had to go to federal prison. He didn't want to share it with his mother. Hallelujah. His mother told him when he got the nerve to go and let his mama know that he was going to prison. Glory to God. He said on there that his mother told him, that guess what, son? Hallelujah. I'm stronger than what you think. Yeah, glory to God. I just want to let somebody know today that you're stronger than what you think. Amen. And the mother told the son, she said, I'm going to write you every day, son. Every day I'm going to write you. And now they got a book where they published all the letters that the mother wrote to the son. Hallelujah. Yeah, this Jesse Jackson Senior. This is his son. Amen. He was a congressman. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But he got caught up. Amen. I tell you, that's what happened. We'll get caught up. Glory to God. But guess what? We got to know that we have a God of redemption, a God of restoration. He will restore us. Hallelujah. God will set you up again. Don't swallow your mess. And if you've been entangled, I'm encouraging you to come on back into the fold. Come on back into the fold. We all have made mistakes, but God is a forgiving God. He said, I'm married to the backslider. Hallelujah. He's married to the backslider. Glory to God. He said, a broken heart and a contrite spirit, he would in no way carry it away. Glory to God. So I just bless the Lord. I thank Duke, and I want you all to be praying for me. And I mean this from the depths of my heart. Texas is not a pleasant place for me. Hallelujah. It's still strange for me, but it's where God has me this season. Hallelujah. This is the set time for me here. But my desire is to go back, to move back to California. That's in my heart, and I'm asking God, when it's time, hallelujah, you're going to make it happen, God. So I want you all to be praying for me. Pray for Bentley. Pray for Bailey. Hallelujah. They need your prayers. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up the lines right now. Glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm opening up high. I got to fire. Hallelujah. I don't know who this is. The number looks familiar, but I don't know. But they've been on the line since I came on. I'm going to open up their lines. Glory to God. I'm just so full right now. I didn't know how the Lord was going to deliver this thing, but he put it in my spirit. And he said, tell him to stand firm. Hallelujah. Tell him to stand fast in the living. I set him free. I'm giving him the freedom. Hallelujah. To not get entangled again. Don't let nobody throw you in the pit. Don't let nobody discourage you. Hallelujah. Encourage yourself. Say, for God I live, and for God I die. That's my testimony today. For God I live, and for God I die. I don't let folks put their bondage on me. You ain't going to buy me up. You can tell me something or anything. Oh, you did this, you did that. Yes, I did. But guess what? I repented of it. And now I'm free. I don't owe you nothing. Now, glory to God. I owe the Lord. I owe him a sacrifice. I got to present my body holy and acceptable unto him, which is my reasonable service. And he told me not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed. Amen. So you can't buy me. You can't buy me, baby. For God I live, and for God I'll die. Amen. God bless you. I'm looking at every 0209. Amen. Erico 209, that's out of Texas. That's out of up there in California. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, they may not be able to say anything, but I'm going to go to, glory to God. I'm going to go back to Evangelist Kip. Then I see my sister on the line. She may not want, she may want to say something. I'm going to open up a line. If not, we're going to close on out, but I'm going to bring the Evangelist here back on the line. God bless you, Evangelist
here. God bless you. Glory. What an awesome word. What an awesome word. It's truly an honor to be back on the line with you, Pastor Adrian. I love what that word said. He said, do not be entangled with the yoke of bondage. I just thank the Lord on today, hallelujah, that I'm free. I know about that bondage. Hallelujah. Yeah. I know about being under bondage. And I remember years ago that's what I was. But now I am so free. I'm free in Christ Jesus to do the will of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I will not be like Lot's wife. I will not look back to those things that I did in the past. And I look to the hills from which cometh my help, because my help truly comes from the Lord. You be encouraged, Pastor Adrian. I love you so much. You're more than just Pastor Adrian to me. You're my godmother. And I remember being on this line with you for 5 years. And I remember how I grew as a person, because those words came, and they came from the Lord. And he used so many different avenues to do it. So I just bless the Lord on today. It's truly an honor to be a part of such an awesome ministry. And I just love you, and I pray for you and your grandchildren. God bless you.
Bless you. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. You've been wonderful, God. Thank Hallelujah. You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Glory to you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I bless you today.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory
Thank
to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I just bless you today. Thank you, late evangelist Tia. I'll never forget you, sweetie. You always be in my prayers. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Always be in my prayers. Amen. God bless you, Dawn. Your line is open. If you'd like to say anything to the people, you can. If you need prayer, anything you'd like to ask at this time, you're welcome to do so. This is my sister. Out of Dallas.
All right.
Amen. Love it.
Adrian. Hi, Adrian, this morning. I'm going to call you. You Adrian to me. But Pastor Adrian, I enjoy being on this line with you. It's a blessing you brought blog talk back. And I enjoy hearing you preach the word. I enjoy everybody you have on the line. And I ask the Lord just to bless you and my family and all the children, and all the children, not just our family, every family.
Yes.
God bless you, and thank you for the word today. God bless you.
Amen, amen. I'm going to ask Evangelist here. Hallelujah. I want to just lift up special prayer right now, Evangelist here. I want you to pray for my sister. I want you to pray for her legs. Amen. Sometimes she has difficulty with her legs, and I want you also special prayer for her son, Jarvis. Amen. So, Evangelist Tia, just pray for my sister. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, God.
Amen. Father, we glorify you, magnify you, and we lift up Don, and we lift up her son, Jarvis, to you today, Father. And we come against everything that's ailing her right now in the name of Jesus. We speak life over every dead situation, Lord, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
Oh God. We know you are a God that can heal, Lord. We know you are a God that can deliver. We know you are a God that can set free, oh God. Father God, we just ask you to touch her body right now in the name of Jesus, oh God.
In the name of Jesus.
Touch her,
Lord
God, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, oh God. Father, we come
yes,
against
Lord.
Every ache, every pain, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we lift up our son to you today, Lord God. You
yes,
know
thank
he stands
you.
In need of, oh God. We ask you to touch his mind,
Hallelujah.
Oh God. In the
thank
name
you,
of Jesus, oh God, we
Jesus.
Ask you to remove any distraction, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we ask
Jesus.
You to strengthen them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we ask you, Lord God, just to touch right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you for a special covering for this family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, in the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus, we decree, declare healing, in the name of Jesus,
Jesus.
Oh God.
Hallelujah.
We decree, declare their strength. Strengthen our body right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we thank you in advance for the healing that's going to take place in this family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, your will be
Jesus.
Done. Your will be
yes,
done, oh God.
Thank
in the name
you.
Of Jesus, oh God. Strengthen the mind, oh God. Strengthen the heart, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Give direction, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you in advance for what you're doing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God.
Father,
we honor you. We give you the glory, and we seal it under your blood, Lord. In the name of Jesus,
the
transformation will take place. Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Thank
you.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the name of the Lord.
Thank God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
In our spirit today, hallelujah. And we're just looking to go higher. Hallelujah. We're looking to go higher in the Lord. Amen. Amen. I know who's going to be our speaker for Thursday. Amen. But I'm still looking at two people for tomorrow. But remember that. This is our destiny focus this week. be not entangled again. Again. That word again means, hey, you already been entangled. Amen. Don't go back. Don't go back. The Lord has set us free, and he wants us to stay free. He gave us the liberty to be free. Don't let nobody bind you up. Amen. If you've done anything, hallelujah, you're repenting of it, take it to the Lord. If you have a spiritual advisor, go to them and be restored. Amen. Be restored. Be redeemed. That's the will for God. That's God's will for our lives. He don't want us to wallow in sin. He don't want us to wallow in depression and the things that cast down our spirit. Amen. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. We just honor God today, and we're going to let you go. Again, we thank God for what he's doing on this line. And those of you that have friends, amen, and those that you know have participated and been callers and listeners on this broadcast, I encourage you, hallelujah, to get back. Tell them, say, Bernard, back on the Lord, sister Bernard, back on the Lord. Tell them, don't be estranged. Amen. Amen. We're back on the line, and all we're here to do is to impart a word, a timely word, a rhema word. Hallelujah to those of you that call in. Amen. We're looking for some other people, some of the fivefold ministry to maybe come on the line Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I'm still trying to restructure things, so just bear with me. Amen. But just know that we're going to be on this line Tuesday through Thursday. You remember Saturdays that Minister Chaz, he preached his first public sermon at his church on last Sunday. Amen. Well, Sunday before last. Amen. And he's on this line at 5:00. p.m. Central Time, amen, on Saturday, amen. We're going to juggle a few little things and try to get everything together. Well, we'll have a schedule where you'll be advised of it ahead of time, amen. So tune in, look forward to tuning in Wednesday and Thursday, and we're going to be blessed with the word again, be not entangled, Galatians 5:1, and also 2 Corinthians 6:17. We love you with the love of God. We're going to close on out. And I tell you, this is one of my songs that I love. I still have to get some new things on this line. Amen. Some more music songs on this line. I like anointed songs. I don't, you know, I ain't part of the hip-hop generation. But this song here is sung by one of my favorite pastors out of New Orleans, Louisiana, none other than Pastor Bishop Samuel R. Blake. God wants to hear from you. That's my favorite song. He has some good songs, some anointed songs, because he's an anointed man of God. But this one here is my all-time favorite, and I love it. God wants to hear from you. God bless you all.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. Your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to him, let's raise. You've been waiting on He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. Whatever you're going through can't be compared to what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. Oh, from you. Let Him hear
from you.
Oh, let Him hear from you. He desires your praise. Show your hands to Him, let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's waiting on a blessing from you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Anyhow, don't let depression get you down. Through sickness or pain, remember God, He still reigns. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but He's been waiting on a blessing from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your hands and praise Him. Tap the rays in your prayer.
God bless you all. Have a beautiful day. See you tomorrow at noon. Hallelujah.